you can see in the eyes of anger, of upset, of want to kill him back. At the same time, yes, sir. Sorry, sir. I understand, sir.
Why do we say that? Why?
It's so obvious, right? I think the training of I'm go through myself. Okay, I go through very tough training. What?
She all forced herself mentor, to go through hard, tough training.
Yeah, all my mentor will give me very hard training for me to be where am I today. I would highly recommend, but I would highly recommend with people who really want to be an entrepreneur or want to, to be a leader.
Okay, let's just put it this way. If you want to be, you know, there are different stages in life, right?
Yeah.
If you want to be on the very, very top, then you have to be prepared to give up a very, very, you have to be prepared to pay a very, very big price.
Yes.
It's like if you want to eat the best steak in the world, you must be prepared to pay the price for the best steak.
Yes.
Right. It's the same. So Anne decided that she wanted to do large things in life. So she had to go through intensive training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all my training for many, many years, my mentor up to this moment is not end yet. You get what I mean? The level is just get up. You know, like game.
Yeah.
Just I will tell you,
you
it's very
this
simple.
Boss,
yeah.
You need to go to the next boss.
Yeah, your mentor will just, because they've been there. They know where are you in your journey of your career, of your job, of your responsibility. How much pressure can you take?
How much training do you need?
How much training you need right now? How intense should I give you? Are you in the beginner or you already advanced? You can take more heat or you only can take slightly like tap.
Slightly.
Know, right? Or you can take punch right now. So
no,
it would base on your stake in life for you to go
stage.
There, right? So I go through all that to realize how important was that. The freedom I have today is actioned by the huge responsibility I have to take. And the heavy lesson first I have to take is responsibility for my life first, which is I have to clean all the mess I have, included family, friend, relationship, and
I think that's the hardest.
Yeah. Right? Because this is what my mentor always remind me that. Remember, you're going to be a captain of the boat. When the boat in the middle of the sea, you are make a decision in life of 20, 30, 50, almost 100 people on that boat. If in your head at that moment is only about your wife at home, because he book it away like a man, right? If in that moment your brain only think of your wife, your children, your mother, your father, your in-law, your friend in the land, which is where this boat should supposed to be going, you can never ever be the best captain of the boat. Then you should just don't be in that boat in the first place.
Yeah, like if you choose, like you made a choice.
Yeah,
you chose it, and then you should focus on.
Yeah, it's a big sacrifice, but it's a thing that you have to learn that responsibility requirement. As the moment you step in any role in life,
there's
you already done of something else behind that you done.
There's
I responsibility for my
there's
child.
There's a price to pay.
Yeah. I responsibility for my personal relationship. I responsibility for my dream. I responsibility for my employee. Done. Now, give me next challenge. That's what he tried to explain, right? And that's also requirement personal responsibility. Because first, I have to own it. How many things that I own in life, I need to responsibility. Own here is included. Family, parent, friendship, you know, neighbor, whatever. Like, in your circle of responsibility, you have to willing to deal with one by one. And I like how he keep remind me in life is very simple. If you don't lead weak people will lead you. So you choose. What he tried to remind me is I born in the weak, mentally weak, emotionally weak parent. They weak, that's why they take alcohol to addiction. They weak, that's why they abusive, they have affair, they cheating, they lying, they stealing,
they're
whatever.
They're not in control of their life.
Yeah, so that's what he tried to remind me. But that's why I love my mentor. One thing is, they don't shoot to my face that your parent is fucked up and just move on with life. Don't bother about them anymore. He don't try to say it. He just tell me like, you have a choice.
You have a choice.
You rather continue to let all these weak people, which is wear the mask at your parent, to control your emotional for the rest of your life, or you take control of your life and decide that you don't want weak people around you. And this lesson is so intense to me that even with when I have my boyfriend, I will use very, like, with him, I'm hurtful to him, but I'm not. I'm just very direct to his face that I don't allow pussy men or weak men in my life. Okay? You rather pick yourself up. I will support you. I will love you emotionally. Okay? I want you to pick yourself up. Tomorrow, go gym with me. Go to everything that I'm going. Because you need time.
He has to be willing to put in the work.
Yes. But I'm not going to sit here. And every time he... Because he come out from the corporate world, you know, he will have a certain conversation. And I cut him lost in every sentence he said. I told you, every sentence, every word. As the moment he opened his mouth, I was like, Chen, say this. Chen, say this. Chen, say this. If a normal person, you will feel peace because your girlfriend will consistent and continuing change your word. For example, he say, but what to do? I cannot help it. You know, yeah. I work for the company and my company is messy. For example, he would say that I would like, change.
What can I do to make it less messy?
Should I continue in this company? Yeah, do I want to change
or rather,
job?
You know certain things you cannot control, but what else can you control?
Yeah. So
instead of saying what to do, you say what can I do
yeah,
to make it better
yeah,
within these boundaries, right?
Yeah, and the circle of responsibility I have is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That now under me, I have more than 800 people that are working for me. Right? I'm used to have like 10, 20. Where do I get that number? I don't understand. You know?
What do you mean you don't understand?
Because your responsibility growth, you're capable of handling more responsibility.
Like you go to the gym, at first you leave a 2 kg weight.
Yeah.
And then you become stronger, so you lose your 5 kg.
Yeah.
And then stronger, 60,
yeah,
80. Like,
yeah.
It's the same, right?
Yeah. So after I clear all the trash thing in my life of my capable of handle responsibility, and I told you responsibility is something that's so underrating in success, but I tell you it's the most important thing.
By responsibility, you mean personal responsibility.
For everything in life. For even the bite that you're going to book in your mouth and you don't own it, it's already a problem.
Yeah.
Because I would say no one on earth wants to work or stay with a leader who's not responsibility. And people don't mention that, but that's the truth, right?
True.
The charisma of some leader stand up. And this is what I realize as well when people come to me. I say, you have so many options. Why you work with me? They say because they feel safe. They know that even tomorrow I sink or I fail, they can wait to see me get up again because they know I will do it. Because I show responsibility that I make sure I cannot die or I cannot let myself to the situation affect other people's life.
So you bring others down with you.
Correct. Mm. Right? Because like think about it for a second. Mm. Even the guy who drunk and lie down on the road, he already actually to show the behave that he not even bother a public person. He bother another like taxi driver or even like hospital, what is the ambulance or police or his mom, his dad at home have to
basically
pick up the phone.
You don't love yourself enough to take care of yourself.
Yeah, because you don't think big. Like you don't think big, you don't want to you don't want the responsibility for yourself. Because it's so easy to be a fucking weak and pussy man, then be a strong and I will take care of myself tonight. I make sure I go out, drink enough. I'm not going to lie down on the road. I make sure I go home safe. I make sure tomorrow I can wake up. I don't have headache so I can work. I can perform. I can contribute to the world. For the guy who can think to that level, give it a second. How much thought he have to book in? That's so much responsibility. But that's the true freedom come from. Why I'm saying true freedom? Because now we have a freedom of walk around and earn respect from everyone. Even the moment of morning he go to the gym, it's a personal responsibility. No alarm clock on earth can wake anyone up, I tell you. The only one and one person can wake your ass off is yourself. Full stop. Okay? No matter how you book 100 alarm in the house.
If you don't want to get up.
You don't want to get up, you will get up to off every of them and you go back to sleep. You get what I mean? This it's not going to prove any point until you own the shit in your life that you have to to fix, you know. And it's I don't say it's, even just now I'm saying this is my favorite, but at the same time, when I go through all this hardship training,
it's not easy.
You know, my mentor was so tough that every second we late, you know, because I trained with a boy, like, he really treat them like army, you know. He would really take the bell and hit them, you know, I mean, in front of my eyes. He just don't hit me because I'm a girl. But all the boy that training with me, you can see in the eyes of anger, of upset, of want to kill him back at the same time. Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. I understand, sir. And I was like, how much toughness that he have to train a man to be a man. He was so tough that I was sometimes I feel bad for the boy. But you know what? Next day, the guy come back again. And they come back again. And they come back again. And you see the energy will just change. They just become more tough. They become more strong. They keep become more responsibility. The way of their talking, more manly, more masculine. They stop be pussy. They stop make excuses.
Yes, they just stop making excuses.
And they just yes and do and pam, 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 pam. And in few months, I can see how much my friend grow, like their business grow, their relationship grow, they make more money, you know, when we meet each other. I feel like, oh my God, bro, now you become my type, you know, like we're even joking with each other, you know. But it's something that, you know, like, did this little boy inside him can be today where he is without my mentor? I don't think so. And I will book it this way, why I give my mentor respect, because for him to don't care and give the toughness to all of us because he sees something else that we couldn't see is already another form of showing responsibility leader that I know I do this to you. You may hate me forever. I know I do this to you. You may not be successful leader as well, but I have to do it.
I get what you mean. Like, I can do the things that nobody else wants to do.
Yes.
Or like, because to be frank, who likes to be disliked?
Yeah.
Who likes to do tough things, but it, in a way it's responsibility because yes, nobody else do it.
Yep.
But it needs to be done.
It need to be done.
So okay, never mind. I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so one of also I saw my success today and also why I can run a large business because this trait I learned from him that he would teach me of that's already you. You know, you just try to cover it up because you let weak people do bluff you, but you already a tough leader. You are actually very strong mind and like strong heart, and you are really, really good soul.
Mm-mm.
You should continue to be a leader. Mm-mm. You should be who you are.
Mm-mm.
Don't let other people define you tell as you an Asian woman, yeah, and you cannot do this. You know?
Should be that.
And he's the one who gave me the chance to speak my voice on my way, and he's so embracing on that. Like every time I meet him, I think the only few people that I can really share a deep conversation.
Share and subscribe! And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye!